Praise the Lord. Shout a loud hallelujah. A loud hallelujah. A loud hallelujah. Let's close our eyes as we raise up our two hands to the Lord. Power must change as it my life, no matter what the devil may say. Power must change as in my life, no matter what the devil may say. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Power must change and see my life, no matter what the devil may. Amen. Within the next 5 minutes, there is this prayer the Holy Spirit has been dropping in our heart for the past 1 week now. And the Lord said we should pray that prayer with anger, with violence. And that as we pray this particular prayer, it will move in a dumbfounded manner and disgrace every power that wants to disgrace any child of God. We're going to pray this particular prayer now. 3 hot times. After that, we're going to pray it amongst ourselves too, before we do any other thing here this morning. As we pray this prayer, incurable diseases shall be melted away. As we pray this prayer, those who have been thrown down shall receive strength to rise again. As we pray this prayer, those that the enemies have been sitting on their foreign benefits, those powers shall be unseated. As you pray this prayer, the dark angel assigned to your business, assigned to your contract, assigned to your promotion shall be permanently buried. As you pray this prayer, that power that has been manipulating your children against you shall be completely disgraced. As you pray this prayer, that evil clinical prophecy that you have been given shall be instantly cancelled. Please, I beg you, if you pray this prayer and your voice goes away and your miracle happens, you have made a good bargain. Sisters, can you say this after me with holy anger? Any power that wants me to die in this condition. Sisters, can I hear you loud and clear? Brothers, can you say the same thing louder than the sisters? Everybody together now. I want you to shout it louder than this. Shout it louder than the person beside you. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Something is happening already. Something is happening already. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. Now, power of God. Move. 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 That power of God. Move. Yes, any power that wants anyone to die in poverty, in sicknesses, in infirmities, die, 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 in the name of Jesus. Masita kaya bo shendera bo kopola baraba. Riba kapanda satayaba. Yes, be released from the power that has held you in bondage for years. Be released, 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 in the name of Jesus. Masikate ya boshende rabokola baraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. You see something? Many things are happening already. Yes. Amen. You serpent spirit husband, release that sister over there. Let her go immediately. In the name of Jesus. That's the power of God falling upon her. Get yourself ready. This place has been surrounded by the angels of the living God. Get ready to pray it a second time and be more aggressive now. Open your mouth and pray. Pasa tari kadea. Continue. Today is today. You must obtain your perfect deliverance. Yes. Masete ya boko ya bo shente ya boko poraba. Riboko pole sepe ya ba. Niari ya bo sata ya baka. Poshete ya boko ta. Yes. You the idol of our father's house. Let her go. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence, beloved. The enemy has laid evil hands on the stomach, on the back of someone. Right there where you are. The fire of God is burning your stomach. And that evil hand laid upon it is being roasted. Every power that wants me to die in this condition, what are you waiting for? Die! In the name of Jesus. Open that mouth and pray. Today is your day. Today is your day. And you must possess your possession. Today is your day. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Now turn to somebody. You will pray that same prayer for that person. Pray for the person the way you want heavens to pray for you. Any power that wants you to die in this condition, die! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Decree it. Declare it. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Masikate abo shendera boko pola baraba. Oh yes. This is the power of God. Masete ya boko shente ya boko raba santa. Riboko pole sete ya bo shente. In Jesus' name we pray. Look for another person. The same prayer. Pray it for that person. Open your mouth and pray. Pasa chani kana. Ribosa pende ke ya bo shenta. Aha. Continue. Today is today. In Jesus' name we pray. Look for another person. This is the third person now. Open your mouth and pray. Yes. Yes. In Jesus. Name we pray. Amen. You will now pray this one for yourself. Within 7 days. If you are afraid, don't pray this one. Oh. Can you say that loud and clear? Every power that does not want to let me go. Can I hear everybody saying that one loud and clear? Can you shout it loud and clear? Be buried. In the name of Jesus. 7 days notice. Aha, aha. Something is happening. Something is happening over there. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Silence, beloved. Power of God is moving. The enemy has been pouring satanic water into somebody's ears. Instantly, that evil water is coming out of your ears. The enemy has blown an evil breeze into the eyes of somebody, and you've been having problems with your eyes. Right there where you are, the evil breeze is blowing out of the eyes. That's right. There is a surgical operation taking place in the womb of somebody over there. I want to wait for that to be completed. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. The hand of God has touched you already. Now you, that person over there, that power of epilepsy that has been troubling your life, I command the arrow of epilepsy to go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. Thank you, Jesus. There are some persons here this morning. Because you came here, the Lord said, I should tell you, that within the next few weeks, you shall be promoted beyond your dreams. Thank you, Jesus. And where they say that you cannot reach, the hand of your God shall take you there. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. I see sister here. Your husband ran away because he believed that certain things were not possible for you again. Beginning from today, your miracle has started. Look at what is happening over there. Look at what is happening over there. Somebody is being boiled in a pot. And this is why you are having this high blood pressure. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the pot of darkness is broken. There are 7 persons here. Your way has been blocked from your foundations. It's not your own fault, but you were born into a closed door. But something is about to happen now. The power of God will fall upon you where you are. And those ancient doors that have closed you in shall be broken. 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 In the name of Jesus. That's the first person. Number two. Number three. Number four. Five. Six. And number seven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we pray this next prayer point, if you are in this meeting and some people confess a witchcraft in your village or town, and they specifically mention your name, that they are the one troubling you, please find a way to the altar here and be on your knees. Because although they have made these confessions, they have still refused to let you go. It is time for them to release you completely. You know, there was witchcraft confession in your place of birth, and they specifically mention your case, that they are in charge of it. Please find your way to the altar and pray the way you have never prayed here before. Because although they have made those confessions, but they've not released you. They're just telling lies. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. You will shout it from the bottom of your spirit. Say, "Oh God of Elijah, arise by fire." Can I hear you saying that loud and clear? Say it with all the anger. Shout it at the top of your voice. Let every stubborn witchcraft die. In the name of Jesus. Let the God of Elijah arise. And let this situation be dealt with. Completely, completely. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. God of Elijah, send them fire. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You see what is happening? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I stand there as a prophet of the Almighty. And I stand against every stubborn witchcraft powers that is harassing any of these God's people. And I command you to be buried alive. 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 In the name of Jesus. And as from today, your life turns a leaf for the best. And any power sitting on your best, the fire of God will unseat them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Those of you at the front, shake your head, shake it vigorously, so that any manipulation of your brain, of your wisdom, of your hand is shaken off. It's shaking off. It's shaking off. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. The power of God has touched you in a powerful way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are the Lord. That is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is. Sing it loud and clear. You are the Lord, is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is. Holy Ghost, arise in your power. Holy Ghost, arise in your fire, ready to deliver, ready to save, ready to deliver, ready to set me free. Holy Ghost, arise, oh, in your fire. Holy Ghost, in your fire. Oh yes. Ready to set me free. Holy Ghost arise, oh, in your fire. Again, Holy Ghost arise, in your fire. In your fire. Goes arise in your fire, ready to deliver, ready to save, ready to deliver, ready to set me free. Holy Ghost arise in your fire. Begin to thank the Lord for what He has done for you so far. Thank Him for what He has done for you so far. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat as we take our Bibles. Let's take our Bibles and open to the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 12. Matthew, chapter 11, verse 12. Listen to me carefully, beloved. Even as I speak the words of God from here now, the power of God shall be popping like popcorns all over the place, and anything can happen at any time, so concentrate. Matthew chapter 11, and we're looking at the topic that I call the violent and the violence. The violent and the violence. The violent and the violence. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Matthew 11, 12. The Bible says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force." The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The violent and the violence is identified in that one verse. What does it mean to be violent? To be violent is to be forcefully active. To be violent is to exercise damaging force, damaging power. To be violent is to be fierce, to operate in a rage, to explode, to use exceptionally great concentration. So violence is never quiet. The violent and the violence. Let me make 7 statements that will assist you to receive your victory here today. And I want you to note these 7 statements very well. Statement number 1 is this: your attitude to problems is based on your level of knowledge. Your attitude to problems is based on your level of knowledge. Meaning that every man's mountain is a mountain of his ignorance. Statement number 2 is this: problems cannot be solved in the same level of awareness that created them. Problems cannot be solved in the same level of awareness that created them. So if you are battling against witchcraft power, the power that will solve that problem has to be higher than that of witchcraft. Problems cannot be solved at the same level of awareness that created them. Point number 3 is this: the spiritual is the parent of the physical. The spiritual is the parent of the physical. Meaning that if you want to change anything in the physical, the place to go is the spiritual. Once you change it there, the ones in the physical have no option but to comply. The greatest thieves are thieves that operate in the spirit. Statement number 4. You can never be contained in a prison except you made the prison. You can never be contained except you made the prison. Meaning that the greatest prison yard we have is ourselves. If you believe God that immediately you leave this palm must change us now, all your problems will backfire on the enemy, it shall be so. It shall be so. But if you don't think so, you contain yourself. The fifth statement is this: the best defense is offense. The best defense is offense. When you attack, that's your best defense. I want you to understand that one. Don't dream that the enemy will leave you alone. The only people the enemy leave alone are those that he has caged. Statement number six: the will to conquer is the first condition of victory. The will to conquer, the will to overcome is the first condition of victory. How many of you here this morning are willing to become overcomers? Then shout an overcoming hallelujah. Even as I'm speaking from here, there is a brother who could not move in his life because there is a spiritual rope tying you to a dead relative. And anytime you dream about this dead relative, your progress goes down. Right there where you are, that evil rope is broken forever. Statement number seven: if you want to win anything, you want to win anything, whether it's a race, whether it's yourself, whether it's your life, a little bit of madness is necessary. If you want to win anything, whether it is yourself, your life, a little bit of madness is necessary. That's why it says, the violent take at it by force. Violent take at it by force. There is a time to be tender. There is a time to be tough. Although we need a tender heart, but we must possess a tough will. Although we need a tender conscience, but we must possess a tough determination. We must be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. After a crusade one night, a brother went to bed. He didn't know that he had annoyed the devil sufficiently to receive attack. He slept 10 p.m. By 12 midnight, the Spirit of God came to him, saying, "Son, rise up. Pray." But he was very tired. So he only turned to the second side and continued sleeping. 1 a.m., the Spirit of God came again. "The son, arise. Pray." He was still sleeping. 2 a.m., "Son, arise. Pray." At that level, he struggled out of his bed and got on his knees. All of a sudden, behind his head, he heard a sound. Zoom! By the time he will look back, he found this tiny demon idol with a big stick that was already going to attack him. And pray some fire prayers. This demon idol ran out of the room. But in running out, there was an unbeliever sleeping by the door. The demon idol, as he was trying to rush past, brushed past the legs of this unbeliever. By the morning, the legs of this unbeliever was already swelling up. And within a few days, he was dead. That's just brushing the leg. So we are in a war. And it is time to wake up the soldier that is in us. If the enemy has stolen anything from you, recovery is by force. The enemy of your life does not want to see the fulfillment of your testimony. Can you turn to the person close to you? Say to the person loud and clear, "Everything God has said about me shall be established by fire. In the name of Jesus." Say it to the person loud and clear. Turn to another person and say the same thing. Yes. Turn to a third person and say the same thing. Listen, beloved. The enemy will not fold his hands and watch you succeed. Whether you like it or not, he has declared war on you. The enemy is not worried or troubled that you have promises from God. He's not worried about those promises. fulfillment of that promise is what the enemy has sworn not to see or hear about. So what the devil is fighting in your life is the fulfillment of prophecy. He's militating against your God-given dreams and destiny. He's attacking the performance time, the fulfillment time. This is why you will not be able to have victory until you attack. And you will not receive a honorary victory. You must fight and kill the root of his works in your life. You have to be bitter against Satan, bitter against the enemy of divine prophecy for your life. I'm saying all this to you this morning because of the prayers we're going to start praying very soon now. Because what you do not destroy now may live to destroy you later. Begging the enemy or pacifying the enemy will not work. But begging the enemy is a license for him to return and take more of your possessions. This money, you must fill your mouth with spiritual arrows and two-edged sword. You need to cry to the Lord from the bottom of your heart that, oh God, visit me in the morning of my life, not in the evening when the sun has started to set. You need to cry to the Lord, oh God, show up as a man of war by my side. You need to pray arrow prayers that let boils, strange diseases, come upon the magicians and witches that are following your life. You need to cry to the Lord that, oh Lord, touch my mouth with your hand, so when I speak, fire will flow. War is violent. War is violent. War is disturbing. War is frightening. War is disruptive. But war is sometimes unavoidable. Sometimes when there is no war, there is no peace. So when you get mad with your present situation, then changes begin to happen. I want you to understand this very well. The violence and the violent. Why is it necessary to be violent? It's because the enemy of our soul is violent. And we have an enemy who has refused to let so many people go. We have an enemy that is fighting against the fulfillment of your testimony. We have an enemy that does not want to see you succeed. We have an enemy who has been pursuing many from the womb and is still pursuing now. We have an enemy who does not want to hear that your miracle has happened. We have some enemies who have converted, pursuing the children of God to full-time employment. We need to pray some prayers. The kind of prayers that will make, that will cause chaos in the camp of the enemy. They say, pass me not, O gentle Savior, is not a gentleman's son. We need to wake up the soldier that is in us, so that this soldier will begin to fight some battles for us in every area. There is too much wickedness around than for us to sit down and just think that very soon it will be over. No. We need to arise and fight. You say, what do I need to do to become violent in the spirit? The first thing to do is to get born again. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. That's when you can be enrolled as a soldier in the army of the Lord. The second thing is that you need to repent completely from every known sin. You need to stop displaying behaviors that are contrary to those of Christians. You need to repent from anything that is giving the kingdom of God a bad name. You need to repent from every known sin so that the spirit of the fighter and the battle axe of God can enter into your life. The third thing you need to do to become violent in the spirit is you need to acquire knowledge. Knowledge of the word of God. Knowledge of spiritual strategies. The next thing you need to do is this. You need to learn how to pray some prayers. Prayers that scares the enemy. The next thing you need to know the power of the God whom you serve. Know the God whom you serve. And the next thing you need to know is to know the kind of enemy you are fighting. Know your enemy will refuse to be pacified. Your enemy will not give up unless it's necessary for you to give up. You will not get an easy surrender. And the last thing you need to know your weapons of warfare. This morning, beloved, we have some 14 prayers to pray, which we have to violently pray. So that the word of prophecy that the Lord has given, the word of promise the Lord has given for this month can come to pass in our lives. It's not important to study what the enemy has done, but study what God has done and how you can use that power to conquer. As from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Jacob fought a terrible battle. He possessed his possession. Blind Bartimaeus fought a terrible battle. He possessed his possession. That Syrophoenician woman fought a terrible battle. She possessed her possession. We need to fight. Rise up on your feet, beloved. Rise up on your feet. As you rise up on your feet, all eyes closed. Beloved, listen and listen to me well. If you are in this meeting this morning and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now, very quickly. Wherever you are, say, man of God, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Just raise up your right hand. Just close your eyes, bow down your head, and say what I'm going to say now after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this morning. I know that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Lord, I thank you for these your children. Uphold them by your power. Lay your hands upon their destiny. Today that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let every yoke be broken. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We go back to your seat rejoicing now. All eyes closed. The first prayer I want you to pray is for you to ask God to anoint your tongue for breakthrough prayers. It's a very important prayer. So that every word that you speak out now shall be followed by signs and wonders. Say, oh Lord, anoint my tongue for breakthrough praying. Can I hear the sister saying it? Everybody together. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that like that. Anoint my tongue for breakthrough praying. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, we now want to go into the 14 Holy Ghost vomited prayer points. We have less than a minute to pray each one. So meaning, immediately you hear, attack it by fire and decree that what you are saying must happen. Every witchcraft tree where they are holding meetings against me. If I were in your shoes, I would be more aggressive than that. Can I hear you saying it loud and clear? Dry up and die. In the name of Jesus, command the evil tree to dry up and to die. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to wait for that to be completed. That's right. Yes. All these strange trees that have altars inside and they are holding meetings against children of God. Right from this prayer mountain, we send the arrows of dryness and death against such streets. In the name of Jesus. That's right. And anyone's virtues hidden within the trees, possess your possession now. In the name of Jesus. Let me wait for that to happen too. Thank you, Jesus. Number two. Everybody say this with only violence. Bitter water flowing from my father's house. Dry up and die. In the name of Jesus. Command the bitter water to dry up and die. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. See what is happening already. Thank you, Jesus. This next prayer is for 4,500 persons here. Please pray this very well. Every yoke of stagnancy, in the name of Jesus, destroy the yoke of stagnancy. In the name of Jesus, destroy the yoke of stagnancy. I refuse to be stagnant. In Jesus' name we pray. This particular prayer, there must be nobody sitting down. Stand up. This particular one. Any power that says I will not go, when God asks me to go, can you say this with only anger? Shout it at the top of your voice. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. If they say you will not go, they must give up. Thank you, Jesus. Riabolo kapande sentia. Dariboko sapande yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thou blood-sucking power, hear the word of the Lord. Can I hear you say those two things? My life is not your candidate. Can you say those three things, beloved? Thou blood-sucking power, hear the word of the Lord. My life is not your candidate. Therefore, die! In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Every altar of prayerlessness be overthrown. Can you say it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, overthrow the altar of prayerlessness. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This one, I want you to get really mad in your spirit. Every arrow fire during my sleep. Backfire. By fire. Backfire. By fire. Backfire. By fire. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Yes, the arrow fired into your sleep. In Jesus' name we pray. Every anti-testimony power, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Deal with the anti-testimony power. Open your mouth and pray, beloved. In Jesus' name we pray. So this year, nobody should say to me, sorry, better luck next time. This year, nobody should say to me, sorry, better luck next time. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my legs carry me to my place of breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. My legs carry me to my place of breakthroughs. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your right hand on your head now. My head, as from now on, life shall be easy for you. In the name of Jesus, declare blessings upon your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, angels of blessings, visit me this month. In the name of Jesus. Yes, angels of blessing, visit me this month. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this after me. Any divine information about my life in the possession of the enemy. Can you say that loud and clear? Holy Ghost fire! Remove it from their memory. Any divine information about my life in the possession of the enemy. Holy Ghost fire! Remove it from their memory. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number 14. Oh God, arise and show up as a man of war by my side. Can you shout that loud and clear? I want you to say it louder than that. In the name of Jesus. Show up as a man of war by my side. Show up as a man of war by my side. In Jesus' name we pray. silence now. Nobody should say anything for now. We have already uttered 14 arrows of prayers, and the manifestation of it is taking place now. Silence, beloved. Don't say anything. There are some people here this morning. The forces of Pharaoh and Goliath that have pursued them for years, they shall see them no more. There is a man over there. The enemy has stolen something from you and taken it to witchcraft meetings. But right there where you are, what has been stolen from you has been returned. You, that person suffering from partial stroke, right there where you are, receive the touch of the healing power of God in the name of Jesus. And you, that person over there, receive a new set of kidneys in the name of Jesus. It's a little child there with a hole in the heart. That child is receiving a new heart straight away. A new heart. Many things are happening all over this place. Yes. Yes. Yes, be released. Be released. That power that used to circulate in your body, the serpent in the body, out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord for this morning that He has brought you here by His power. What a mighty God we serve. It's glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. He doeth wonders. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Shout a sevenfold amen. That's right. That's right. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.